This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Hello everyone, 欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
我看新闻说啊，现在的素食主义者和动物养殖者、农场主之间的矛盾越来越激烈了。
Yeah, what happened?
前一阵子，西班牙就有一群素食主义者偷偷的潜进了农场，把里面的兔子全给放生了，结果跟农场主爆发了激烈的冲突。
我知道这个事儿 ，right？ 然后好像是很多人在网上都评论说，觉得这群素食主义者是很虚伪的、伪善，然后仗着保护动物的名义呢，来入侵别人的地方，然后侵犯了其实是农场主的权利。
So we are going to talk about hypocritical people today.
Yeah， 我们今天啊就来说一说，我们如果是碰到这种虚伪的、伪善的人，可以怎么样用英文来形容这种行为哈？今天的节目内容呢，我们都会整理成文字版的中英文对照笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So hypocritical is an adjective we use to describe a person who pretends to have moral standards or opinion that they do not actually have.
Yeah, yeah, hypocritical 就是说一个人是虚伪的，伪善的。
It would be hypocritical of some people to have a church wedding when they don't believe in God. 有一些人不信上帝，却到教堂里举行婚礼，那就是有点虚伪了。
Yeah, 或者是不信上帝，但是每周都去教堂。
是。
That's very true. Or when someone pretends to say something nice to you, but you know that they talk about you behind your back, you can say, "Come on, do you know how hypocritical this is?"
拜托，你知道这有多么的虚伪吗？ Come on, do you know how hypocritical this is?
Hypocritical 是形容词嘛？那我们说就是虚伪的这个人呢，这个伪君子呢，就可以叫做 hypocrite.
Hypocrite. They branded her a hypocrite. 他们觉得他是个伪善的人，他们觉得他是一个特别
虚伪的人。如果我们说一个人啊，是那种为人就是很虚假的，然后过着两面人的一种生活的，我们还可以用到一个短语叫做 live a lie.
Live a lie, 活在谎言里。To keep something important about yourself a secret from other people, so...They do not know what you really think, what you really like.
Yeah, many people are living a lie at work. 那很多人在工作的时候呢，就是都是戴着面具的。
Right, you can call it hypocritical or professional.
True. And to many people who feel less confident or insecure, they might say, I have to keep living a lie so that the world accepts me. 我觉得我必须要我就是伪装起自己才能够让这个世界呢接受我。
But that's not true. You should be yourself and accept yourself.
Yeah, self-exception. Okay, what's more?
You can use the simple word show to talk about something that is done only to give a good impression, but it's not sincere.
Not sincere, 不真诚。就是只是 show, 只是装装样子。
You can say, it's all show.
It's all show. 都是演的，都是在装。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He made a great impression. He made a great show of compassion. 他装作特别有爱心的样子、
yeah.
哎、在朋友圈拍一照片，抱着一个小狗狗，是吧、哎、装得自己也很萌，狗也很萌，然后每天晚上吃狗肉。
Yeah, a great show of compassion. And this one, he made a great show of affection.But I knew he didn't mean it. 就是他各种表白呀，但是我知道他不是真心。有一些男孩子啊，一边追女生，然后一边又招惹别的女生，是吧？
对，同时追十个。
对 ，a great show of affection.
Okay, let's move on.
我们中文里面啊，说一个人虚伪的话，还有一个常用的形容叫做两面派。那英文里面是不是有类似的表达呢
？For sure, pretty much same thing in English.We use the word two-faced.
Oh, two-faced. 就是两张脸，两副面孔。
She pretends to be a friend, but talks about me behind my back. She's so two-faced.
Yeah, two-faced people speak from both sides of their mouths.
Great, you just mentioned the last expression I'm going to talk about.
Speak from both sides of your mouth?
Yeah. Speak from both sides of your mouth. 见人说人话，见鬼说鬼话。
对，这个表达也很形象啊。说你从这个 mouth， 从嘴的两边 ，from both sides 来讲话，其实就是 见到谁就说什么话嘛，对吧？
Yeah, it means someone is trying to maintain contradictory positions or beliefs in an attempt to please most people. For example, I don't trust that candidate. He still hasn't committed to a clear course of action, and he's always speaking from both sides of his mouth.
Yeah, 就有一些比方说我们面试的时候接到的应征者也是这样哈、Speaking from both sides of his mouth without committing to a clear course of action.
Right, okay. All right, I think that's all we have for today.
Yeah, 我们今天节目中讲到的这些中英文内容呢都给大家整理成了文字版的笔记放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
You've been listening to Morning English. This is Alan.
This is Winter. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye.